Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
I'm Matt Koufax.
Where are hate incidents happening in Loudoun County schools? I'm Scott Gelman.
Baked by the ocean, one city's plan to keep the beach marijuana free. I'm Megan Cloherty.
The votes are in. The National Zoo's new baby gorilla has a name. I'm Melissa Howell.
4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. While addressing a GOP convention in Georgia, former President Trump talked about the big elephant in the room, his indictment.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice. You're watching Joe Biden. Joe, I think of it. Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent, an opponent that's beating him by a lot in the polls, just like they do in Stalinist Russia or communist China. No different.
On CNN, former New Jersey governor and presidential hopeful Chris Christie on the accusations.
If people are going to argue about who should and who should not have been indicted and who should be tried. But let me say this. The bigger issue for our country is this the type of conduct that we want from someone who wants to be president of the United States?
Trump will be arraigned in Miami on Tuesday. The man known as the Unabomber was found dead in his North Carolina prison cell. Ted Kaczynski carried out a string of bombings across the country from 1978 until 1995 that killed 3 people and wounded at least 23. Federal prosecutor Robert Cleary the day after Kaczynski's sentencing.
The Department of Justice has just accepted a plea of guilty for life in prison without the possibility of parole from Theodore Kaczynski. The Unabomber's career is over.
He was 81 years old. People in the Northeast can breathe a bit better now that the air quality is gradually improving. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
The weather system that was responsible for funneling all that smoke down the East Coast is starting to break down and weaken and also move away. And that is allowing the winds to be kind of redirected and dispersed some of that smoke across the country.
Some promising news about an Alzheimer's drug.
The drug is called Leqembi, and it was found to be successful in treating Alzheimer's in the early stages of the disease. The panel's recommendation now goes to the larger Food and Drug Administration. If approved, Medicare could pay for the use of the drug. Approval would also make Leqembi the first in its class of drugs that work by removing amyloid plaques from the brain. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
They run for the carnations today at the Belmont Stakes. It's the third and final leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. No shot, though, of a triple winner. Mage won the Kentucky Derby but won't run today. And National Treasure won the Preakness, so the best he can do is 2 out of 3. Post time for the race is 7.05 p.m. Eastern Time. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
4:03 at WTOP, 84 degrees. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Our high is the mid-80s. Good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for being with us at this hour.
It was all yellow.
Air quality at a code yellow here in the DMV, several levels below our record code purple earlier this week. And it's actually not too bad if you've been out and about today. Code yellow means the air conditions are acceptable, but still a risk for some, particularly those sensitive to air pollution. We dipped into the green, which is the best available option earlier today, but remain yellow for now. And Virginia commuters, take note here, a rehab project on the north side of the GW Parkway now has more road restrictions.
They've extended the lane rehabilitation project that runs all the way from the Beltway. Now lane dividers will run past Route 123. From that interchange to the Windy Run Bridge, they've shut down the outer northbound lane. Regular traffic will still flow on the inner northbound and outer southbound lanes, but that inner southbound lane now will be reversible, changing during rush hours. From 5:30 to 9:30 a.m., it's a southbound lane, and from 2:45 to 7:15 p.m. It will head north out of town. It will be closed at all other times, including weekends. They hope to wrap up the full project by 2025. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Well, it's D.C. Pride weekend. More than 600,000 people in the nation's capital for celebrations. The Pride Parade is already underway.
Crowds marching a mile and a half from DuPont Circle to Logan Circle. That means your busiest metro stops will likely be DuPont Circle, Farragut North, and Farragut West. The Capitol Pride Block Party will also be going on in DuPont Circle, featuring festive fun at several restaurants and bars from 12 to 10 p.m. Trains will arrive every 4 to 5 minutes at stations in the areas between Rosslyn and Stadium Armory on the blue, orange, and silver lines. The party continues Sunday as the official Pride Festival takes place along Pennsylvania Avenue. Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
For a full list of street closures and events, visit WTOP.com. 4:05 now, after hundreds of incidents involving hate speech and racial slurs in Loudoun County, school officials now working with the Anti-Defamation League to try and solve the concern.
In the spirit of transparency and honesty, we really need to share that this is a very real problem.
Lottie Spurlock is the school system's director of equity.
Just the pervasive nature of it has people intrigued.
In the third quarter of this year, the school system reported nearly 300 incidents involving hate speech or racial slurs. As of May 31st, there were over 260 so far in the fourth quarter. But where are the incidents happening?
Middle school's classroom, PE class, and the bus. In high school's classroom hallways, stadium, gym, and social media.
Shahid Muhammad works in the equity office. The most common incidents involve using the N-word across elementary, middle, and high schools. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Marijuana will soon be legal in Maryland, but Ocean City says no thank you. This on behalf of beachgoers.
Council members in Ocean City, Maryland are taking steps to ensure marijuana consumption and the smell of it doesn't overwhelm the beach town. On July 1st, possession and use of a small amount of marijuana will be legal in Maryland. In a unanimous vote, city lawmakers passed the first reading of an ordinance to ban cannabis consumption licenses, punishable by a fine ranging from $25 to $1,000. OC Today reports the council members also discussed how to ensure resort businesses don't sell or allow weed on their property. The city ordinances, which already ban smoking on the beach and boardwalk, will stay in place. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
25,000 Marylanders who had Medicaid don't have it any longer. That's 21% of people up for a renewal this spring who lost their coverage. This is happening as the COVID public health emergency ends. Some people lost the coverage because they didn't turn over their application in time or didn't provide the required documents. Another 10,000 people lost coverage because they now make too much money. Maryland is in the middle of a first-time effort to renew Medicaid coverage for nearly 2 million adults and kids. This for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Coming up after traffic and weather.
For this local brewer, it's not just the beer, it's the glass. I'm Jeff Glabel.
It's 4:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Good afternoon, Ralph. We'll start off in Maryland on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. The inner loop approaching 202 Landover Road. The broken down tractor trailer moved to the right shoulder, still jammed up in both directions over in Prince George's County. It will be slow from the BW Parkway all the way around to Route 5 Branch Avenue. Montgomery County delays mainly on the outer loop around the big curb down and over the American Legion Bridge into Virginia, and southbound 270 spur crawling along after Democracy. May want to back down your speeds once you come up on Democracy. You're going to hit that back up pretty quickly, so do use a bit of caution. BW Parkway, heavy southbound in Cheverly all the way down to the 50 split. Northbound delays beginning in Cheverly through the Beltway. A better ride once you're north of 32. Eastbound Route 50 heading to the Shore Points, about a mile and a half delay. To get you to the eastbound span, you'll find delays beginning at Whitehall Road. Two-way traffic pattern in operation currently at the Bay Bridge. So we have three lanes open eastbound, two going westbound. Over in Virginia, delays on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway begin at Route 7 at Tyson's. Very slow all the way down and over the American Legion Bridge. We are seeing delays on the outer loop side, starting in Alexandria in the Van Doren Street area. Both the main line and the local lanes are very slow approaching Route 1 Alexandria to get you over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge in Prince George's County. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Air quality continues to improve. It's still moderate throughout the weekend because of ground level ozone. So that's better than particle pollution, but still with ground level ozone, that's very typical with hot temperatures and in the urban areas, but only moderate levels expected throughout the weekend. Highs today around 85, less humidity than tomorrow. It's going to be a bit more humid tomorrow and hotter temperatures. Highs around 91 for Sunday. Monday it's 83, but with all that humidity, that means we'll have storm chances with a cold front later in the afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
83 in Upper Marlboro, 86 down in Centerville, 86 degrees on the National Mall. It's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
If you're a beer drinker, do you pay much attention to the glass? Silver Branch Brewery in Silver Spring sure does.
You know, if you go drink a beer in Belgium at a cafe, they serve it in a certain type of glass and it has a certain vibe. Or if you go drink a beer in Germany in a beer garden, they serve it in a different kind of glass and it has a completely different feeling.
That's Silver Branch co-founder Brett Robinson. The brewery has 5 kinds of glasses just for the lagers. Some craft brewers are branching out with CBD-infused beers, hard seltzers, and energy drinks. Is that for Silver Branch?
And never say never, but I don't think it's our priority. I think we like our beer pretty well. Mostly our goal is to make sure that we have something for everyone. I think there's other ways to accomplish that than having to jump into every single category.
Silver Branch Brewing is opening a second brewery and tap room in Warrenton this fall. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP SpongeBob fans, there's a change underway. We'll keep you up to date. Stay with us.
I was ashamed to smile. My missing and decaying teeth affected my relationships, my career, my self-esteem, and my health. With these implants, I feel like I have my life back. Dr. Golpa's dental implant procedure is a miracle.
Thanks to the exclusive technology developed by Dr. Golpa, it is now possible to replace failing teeth or ill-fitting dentures with beautiful permanent teeth in just 24 hours and at half the cost. Go to yourteeth.com to learn more and schedule a consult at our new Tyson's Corner office. That's yourteeth.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade leads this region's efforts for inclusive growth. Here's Board of Trade member John Horowitz, president and CEO of Easter Seals, D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Our area is home to 2 million people with disabilities, veterans, and active duty families. Easter Seals offers quality, affordable services for all of them, including daycare for children and adults, plus mental health and employment services. Visit eSeal.org to see how Easter Seals is building a hopeful, inclusive community and how we can help you.
Ever since we got Xfinity Mobile, the whole family now has the fastest mobile service. My little brother has no idea how lucky he is. Back in my day, we didn't have it nearly as good.
Oh yeah? Back in my day, you couldn't even stream outside the house. I don't like to think about it.
Please. Back in my day, we had phones with cords, and they were mounted to a wall.
Forget phones. Back in my day, we wrote letters. Remember, Herman?
Oh, I remember.
Vintage texting. Cool.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile, the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Get the best price for 2 unlimited lines with 5G compared to the lowest price plans of the top 3 carriers. Just $30 a line per month. Visit Xfinity.com/fastestmobile to learn more.
Wait till you hear about how we rented movies.
I don't think she's ready for that. From Xfinity, home of the 10G network. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Coming up on WTOP, we've got somebody crowned at the French Open. Frank Hanrahan in sports just ahead. Stay with us.
In 1971, Marvin Gaye revolutionized American music with his socially conscious album, What's Going On? June 16th and 17th, the National Symphony Orchestra honors this iconic song suite with a star-studded concert. Special guests, including Luke James, Michelle Williams, and more, will perform the album in its entirety, just as Gaye did at the Kennedy Center 51 years ago. Don't miss What's Going On Now, an unforgettable tribute to a D.C. legend. Tickets at nationalsymphony.org.
Oh, it's all good. Thanks to my new friend Optima Health, I'm feeling footloose and fancy-free these days. Optima Health knows residents in Northern Virginia want a health plan that gets right to the good stuff, like preventive services covered at no cost and on-demand virtual care. And that's not all they have to offer. Visit OptimaHealth.com to learn more. Optima Health, a health plan you can count on.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It is 4:15. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for being with us at this hour.
Planning a home makeover this weekend? Maybe you're just moving into a new place. In any case, one thing's for sure. Putting picks up on the wall just right can be a real challenge. But hang tight. There are some easy ways to put them up directly from your phone. I'm Kim Commando, America's Digital Pro. I recommend using the app Hang-A-Pick. Whether you have four pictures or more with a single or double hooks, no problem. Just input the desired distance, say 5.5 inches apart, and boom, the app will guide you where to place the nails. You can view instructions on your phone or print them out via email. It's smart and handy. Hanging just one picture, iPhone owners, tap open the Measure app and select level at the bottom right. Your phone is now a handy level. And on Android, search for bubble level in the Google app or any browser and then use it as a regular level. That's making tech life much easier for you. Hey, NASA, the FBI, and top execs get my free daily tech newsletters to stay ahead of the curve. Sign up now at GetKim.com. GetKim.com.
It is 4:16. So, SpongeBob, there's a popsicle. And apparently they're making changes to the popsicle, and some folks aren't happy about it.
Just in time for summer, the SpongeBob popsicle is changing, and a lot of people aren't happy about it. The popsicle is getting an eye makeover, and instead of gumballs, it will now have chocolate eyes.
Fruit punch cotton candy with chocolatey eyes? There's no way!
It's hit social media hard.
I cannot believe after 21 years they would replace the iconic gumball eyes. Popsicle, you gotta fix this.
Popsicle isn't saying the exact reason for the change, but there are tons of past complaints on their product page from people who got the popsicles that either were missing one gumball eye or came without any gumball eyes at all. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Sounds like a lot of sugar. Popsicles with gumballs? I mean, I'm a gumball fan. I don't know. The chocolate sounds pretty good, too. We shall see. 4:17. It was a Friday morning mess for commuters in southern Minnesota. This after dozens of pigs got loose on Interstate 694. This happened after a semi carrying 50 hogs tipped over, causing an hours-long shutdown as they ran through traffic. The Minnesota State Patrol says the truck driver wasn't hurt. Authorities rounded up the pigs, some of which were injured. The cause of that crash is now under investigation. A quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP. It was a sweeping 37-count indictment unsealed against former President Donald Trump. He spoke out about it today, says he will not be put in jail or anything along those lines. Looks like you can get a breath of fresh air if you're out and about this weekend after a significant improvement in air quality. And the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, who terrorized the country for nearly 20 years, now dead at the age of 81. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
In Maryland and Prince George's County, new crash being reported on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway right before you get to the BW Parkway. Looks like we do have a lane blocked, and we're seeing delays in both directions on the Beltway all the way back to Route 5 Branch Avenue. Montgomery County, inner loop delays begin right around Old Georgetown Road off and on up to George Avenue, but over on the outer loop side, we're slow around the big turn all the way down and over the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. And we're backed up as usual, southbound 270 spur, leaving Democracy down onto the outer loop. Do use a bit of caution that you come up on the backup off the spur pretty quickly. I know folks like to kind of, well, cut each other off and get over into the left lane pretty quickly after Democracy. May want to back down your speeds just a bit. 95 actually doing okay. BW Parkway still very slow entering Chevrolet on the southbound side. Northbound delays, just minor delays from 410 and Riverdale up through the Capitol Beltway. Heading to the shore points, the delays have gone away. Currently, we have a two-way traffic pattern set up at the Bay Bridge. We have three lanes open westbound, two going eastbound. In the district, as you can imagine, heavy volume both directions on the 395, 695 freeway, as well as DC 295. We have the Pride Day parade going on right now. P Street closed between 16th and 18th. And for the rest of the closures, go to WTOP.com. Over in Virginia, traffic very slow on the inner loop coming down from Route 7 and Tysons. The delays break up once you're over the American Legion Bridge in Montgomery County. Jiffy Lube Service Centers certainly keep you moving, from oil changes and tire rotations to filters and wipers to a full range of services. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Let's see what's happening with your weekend weather forecast. Also, folks hyper-focused on air quality. Let's take a look. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
Hey, well, good afternoon, Ralph. I'll tell you, it is gorgeous out there. I was out the most of the day on the pool deck with the kiddos as the swim season getting underway, and the weather was spectacular. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and the air quality is anywhere from green to yellow. Yellow is moderate, but still not anything you have to be super concerned about. We're definitely taking a big step in the right direction from earlier this week. Overnight temperatures will slip back through the 60s, so it'll be comfortably cool through the evening. Heading into the day tomorrow, a little more heat, maybe a touch of humidity, nothing too extreme, but get this, highs tomorrow will work their way into the 90 degree range for many locations, so definitely could be a little bit more of a toasty afternoon, a good pool afternoon as well. Heading into the work week on Monday and maybe back to school for some, temperatures will be cooler, upper 70s, low 80s, lots of clouds, a passing shower or two in the morning, but through the afternoon, some scattered showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder as our next cold front comes through. That'll clear out Tuesday, keeping low 80s as we head into the middle portion of next week. Currently right now in Camp Springs, it is 82 degrees. Manassas checking in at 83. Gaithersburg at this hour, 84 degrees.
Brian, thank you. Coming up on WTOP, security systems may be more of a deterrent than some folks originally thought. We'll keep you up to date on that and more. It's 422.
Man, this is a nice truck.
Yeah, check this out.
What?
I changed it to remind me of my time at sea.
Weren't you in the Air Force?
Yeah, but I really love the ocean. You could save and get $200 with Navy Federal Credit Union when you refinance your auto loans from another lender, leaving you with extra to spend on other things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Refinance loans must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
Hi, I'm Sally. Back with more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features for the whole pack. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, my pack and I took it easy on the Lazy River, hit the Great Geyser Water Park, and now we're getting ready for a pillow fight in our kid cabin.
Stay safe out there, Steven. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
Today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
This is WTOP News.
It is 423. A man dead after being shot. This outside an apartment building in Montgomery County last night. Police say it happened just after 8 p.m. on Gunners Branch Road in Germantown. Officers found a 57-year-old man behind the building suffering from gunshot wounds. Witnesses say they saw several people driving away from the area. A suspect has not been identified. And Fairfax County police say security systems are an effective deterrent. As summer beckons, here's some tips for peace of mind while you're away on vacation.
Some friendly reminders from police in Fairfax County on how to strengthen the security of your property and deter crime. While you may be eager to share your vacation plans, you should always avoid announcing them on social media. Before you head out, also make sure all entrances are locked and your security cameras are rolling. Lighting is also key. Police suggest keeping the perimeter of your home lit and using timers to make it look like someone is there, even when there isn't. Having a trusted neighbor check on your home or joining a neighborhood watch program always helps too. Cheyenne Krenn, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
We got tennis taking center stage, or center court, that is. There's Frank Ahner.
That's right. We got some little history going on at the French Open. Iga Świątek winning the women's title earlier, her third on the red clay, fourth Grand Slam title. Still very young and a huge and great future ahead for her. Speaking of the future and the present and the past, Novak Djokovic going for his record 23rd Grand Slam, that is, 23rd Grand Slam on the men's side tomorrow. Casper Ruud stands in his way. Djokovic, 36, but he's still just mowing down opponents and still very much in his prime as he's going for a little history tomorrow. Nationals good to start again in Atlanta. One-zip lead. Bottom of the first from the ATL, Luis Garcia. Sac fly in the first inning for the Nats, who have lost five in a row. They're trying to snap that skid with Mackenzie Gore pitching for the Nationals. Orioles with a one-zip lead over the Royals. Bottom one from Camden Yards. Champions League final in soccer. Man City, Inter Milan, scoreless in the 60th minute. DC United is at Atlanta tonight. That's at 7:30. Closer to home, Washington Spirit hosting Angel City NWSL play. Virginia baseball stays alive in the Super Regionals, beating Duke 14-4 to force a decisive Game 3. D.C. Defenders got to the title game in the XFL, but it's going to be interesting to see if the league lasts much longer. The XFL reportedly lost upwards of $60 million this season. Cut some jobs as a result. That's according to a report in Forbes magazine. Frank Andrahan, WTOP Sports.
Frank, thank you. Coming up on WTOP, well, keep an eye on this air quality concern. Moderates, not so bad, given how we were a couple days ago. Also, President Trump, former President Trump, that is, speaks out for the first time after a 37-count indictment is released. Stay with us. We'll keep you up to date.
If you want to maximize your impact, Graduate School USA will train you in skills today you can put into use tomorrow. From our expert instructors with real-world experience to our action-oriented courses, the continued education and certifications you gain here will help shape the impact you want to see out there. So what do you